Welcome to the sixth episode of Tea with Tiana. If you haven't already subscribed, please make sure you go subscribe. So there's been a lot going on in my life. As you guys always know, I'm always into something. Well, this time I've been drinking myself into a coma, receiving gifts, flowers, cards. It's the holiday time. I mean, life definitely is what it should be. And I'm thinking about doing a giveaway since it's my favorite time of year. So to qualify, keep tuning in, and hopefully over the next two episodes, I'll be able to provide more information about the qualifications and requirements to the giveaway. So let's hop into this tea and the topics that were submitted. Okay, so the first topic is, can you be in love with two people at the same time? A lot of people are probably going to be mad when I say this, but yes, you can be in love with two people at the same time. You could be in a relationship. A good one. Your man could be the finest, strongest, richest man in the world. He could treat you to the nicest dinner, show you off to his friends, pay your tuition, or even ask you to marry him. But your heart could still be somewhere else. There could be an old flame that you haven't let go. Or there could be an old flame that comes back around looking scrumptious. Or you could still have buried feelings for that old flame. He might try to get that old thing back. Next thing you know, you're falling in love with the old thing all over again. Now, you're stuck in between the two. Or you have the situation where you may be in a relationship and you're not happy. And your old fling may come back around and make you feel like you the shit. And you go fall in love again. And then instead of realizing you're not, you know, in love, and every relationship has its ups and downs, you end up in a situation where now you're repeating a cycle that you didn't intend to repeat. And you should have just stuck it out. So either way, this is proof that you can be in love with two people at the same time. The heart wants what it wants, but it definitely is possible. Moving on. Another submitted topic was, what causes women to cheat? I myself think that this is pretty obvious. Lying, cheating, hanging out with your friends too often, not providing financially, changing behavior. I mean, the list can go on forever. Y'all niggas know what the fuck is up. Lying is the number one reason why I feel like women cheat. It's hard as fuck to come back from lying. We'll hold a grudge for years. I feel like, why lie in the first place? That's weak nigga shit. If we ask you a question, 10 times out of 10, we already know the answer to the question. So own up to your shit. Not being able to provide financially is another reason. Women like to be spoiled. We like to feel special. We need our bills paid, needs met, pussy ate. I mean, if you can't provide that type of support, comfort, and feeling for your partner, there might be a chance that you are or will be cheated on. Fellas, if you cheat, don't think she's at home waiting for you. No. Believe me, she's cheating back. We aren't the weak-ass women from the 60s. We were raised on Trina and Jackie the motherfuck-o. We have no chill. You cheat, we cheat bite. Then you have those guys who are married to their homeboys. Oh, I hate those. I mean, they expect their woman to sit in the house, or they run the streets, they hit the club, and play 2K. What the fuck you think I'm supposed to do while I'm sitting in the house? Exactly. Reply to all of the niggas in the DMs. And then lastly, my favorite. You have the niggas that like to switch up their behavior. We not here for that shit. Don't think us women are stupid. We notice everything. If you all of a sudden start smelling funny, or you start walking around with your phone in your hand, nigga, you don't need that phone to pour them damn cereal in that milk. Bitch, you cheating. Or if you go to the bathroom to take a shower, and you leave your phone on the bed, and then you get out the shower butt naked all wet to come get that phone. Bitch, don't play with me. You cheating. Ain't nothing to talk about. What's understood ain't gotta be explained. Fuck the password at this point, bitch. I know what I know, and I know what I know is true. Moving on. Let's talk. Have you ever worked amongst shady hoes? I mean, let me tell you about these hoes at the job I just quit, right? So when I walked in the office, all conversations would stop. No one speaks. No one says good morning. I proceed to my desk. Everybody will stare. And then I sit down and hear little muffled conversations, but a bitch can't speak up so the ones in the back can hear them. It's always muffled. It's never direct. It's never checked. Like, what the fuck? I wish they would speak up so I can give them this work. But instead, they prefer to look like weak-ass bitches, and I love them. I'll never be and never have been a weak bitch, but I'm sure it feels pretty fucking miserable. And then you have the coworkers that always want to know why you missed the day. Bitch, my dog died, ho. My grandma fell off the roof hanging up Christmas lights, bitch. Fuck out of here. Mind your business. Or the coworker that says, it smell like weed in here. Bitch, how the fuck you know how weed smell unless you smoke it? Why are you worried about who is smoking weed? You have to have a strong fucking mind to deal with these type of people. These hoes will have you in some shit. So beware of the shady, nosy, noisy, messy, ill, miserable ass coworkers. These bitches and these niggas have no chill. Too much time's on their hands. Leave them the fuck alone. Do you hear me? Moving on. This topic was submitted and it's also been trending on Twitter lately. Let's talk threesomes. Threesomes seem to be becoming the norm. People are using threesomes and converting to polygamous relationships like every day. I actually know a married couple that's in a polygamous relationship. And I mean, and it's kind of cute watching them, you know, dip and dab on different women within their marriage. Because, see, they're married into this polygamous shit. So they got married and then they start inviting women into their marriage. And I guess they call them their girlfriend and then they do what they do. And I mean, they've been with this one girl for, I would say, about 2 years now. And I mean, they all look happy, but you can tell that there's tension. Because if you look at the two dominant women's Facebooks, they're always like posting subliminally about each other, and you can tell it's about each other. And then you look at the stud's Facebook and she's just like, shit, I'm living my best life. Baby girl. Be Simone voice. But it's crazy to me. Like, I can't see myself in that situation, but whatever. Although threesomes aren't for everybody, it's a great way to keep the relationship sexy and eliminate your ain't shit ass nigga from cheating. Imagine being able to get best of both worlds at the same time. It could all be real simple. And I'm not going to go into detail, but you know what the fuck I'm talking about. Enough holes on your body to keep both entertained at the same fucking time. Anyways, whew. I encourage each one of you to go out and try something to zest up your relationship before the year ends. I'm not saying go out and have a threesome because I'm not finna do that. I'm saying go out and find something that'll have your relationship on fire. Something that'll have you nutting at your desk tomorrow. Like, you ain't never been at work and sat at your desk and thought about the nut you caught the night before and just got this tingling. Okay, yeah, moving on. You know what I'm talking about. So, let's talk about poets for a second. My friend Sakari is a poet, and I mean, anyone who knows Sakari knows that she lost her mom, so she uses poetry as an escape, and she uses poetry to express herself. Well, Sakari has grown over the years, and I met her in high school, one of the most genuine, purest people you can ever run into, so soft-spoken and loyal. Sakari has been writing lately, and she no longer resides in Miami, Florida. She's in Knoxville now. But she's been sharing and writing her poetry and reciting it. And she's been public for about a year or two now. So I'm seeing her growing as a poet. And I like to focus on her. And I want you guys to go follow her, you know, and support her as she grows as a poet. She's getting into open mic nights and local spots. And she does a lot of posts and a lot of videos on her poetry. So y'all go follow Sakari on Instagram at ms.sakarie. That's at miss.sakari. And you know, we're looking forward to hearing more from her in the future. So shout out to my dog Sakari. Love you, girl. And that's all I really have time for today. So thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, comment, and share this episode. Later.